Welcome back to Ellie with Kids, the podcast about what to do and where to go with your kids in Los Angeles. This is podcast number 116 for March 28th, 2014. In this episode, I will share with you our visit to the Los Encinos State Historic Park. Ellie with Kids is the website for kid-related activities, schools, camps, and more for Los Angeles families. A special thanks to Mark Leonard for providing the introduction and closing music for Ellie with Kids. I am Sabrina Weisler, the host of Ellie with Kids, and I'm also a mother of 8-year-old twins named Madison and Logan. They have been enjoying the Vet Volunteer book series and playing baseball, basketball, and volleyball. In addition to Ellie with Kids, the Teachtopia Education Network produces an excellent resource for school-aged children called JapanMath.com. The site is packed with online flashcards, printable flashcards, and printable timed math tests. You can start using the site as early as kindergarten with the most basic facts. The website is also a challenge for older kids with division facts, missing parts, and more. If you have missed any of the episodes of this podcast about LA and the surrounding areas, please feel free to download past shows through our website, LA with Kids. If you own a local business that caters to LA families, please contact us for advertising opportunities. Go to LA with Kids and then use our contact page on our site. LA with Kids has a terrific directory with listings for hiking trails, amusement parks, martial arts classes, clothing stores, and more. Each week, thousands of parents go to LA with Kids to see our section on free museum days in Los Angeles, as well as our event calendar. Did you know that you can have the best events delivered straight to your inbox each Friday? We focus on family-friendly and affordable events each weekend. Go to LA with Kids and join our list right now. Before we get to the focus of this podcast, I wanted to highlight one of my favorite LA museums, the Natural History Museum and Exposition Park. It seems like each year there is at least one new exhibit and more are planned. It is so big now that it would be very hard to see it all in one day, which is why I'd recommend getting a family membership. Some of my favorite things to do there are the Nature Lab, with all of the hands-on learning, the Nature Garden, which is huge and modern, the Hall of Mammals, which is two stories and features ancient mammals from the Southern California area, and Becoming Los Angeles, with lots of artifacts from early development and notable industries. There are great special events here, including the annual Reptile and Amphibian Appreciation Day, and special exhibits like the totally awesome Spider Pavilion. Now on to today's topic. The focus of this podcast is our recent visit to Los Encinos State Historic Park. The address is 16756 Moore Park Street in Encino. Their hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. The park is closed Monday and Tuesday. This park, located near Balboa and Ventura, is best known for having a pond full of ducks. However, the original house on the property, built in 1849, contains a wonderful exhibit, spread among several rooms, which features the history of ownership of the land. While this exhibit opened in the mid-90s, it is only open one Sunday of each month for 2 hours, and by appointment, so many visitors have no idea that it exists. This exhibit was a standout gem and a great find. We decided to visit this state park to experience Living History Day, which is held on the third Sunday of every month. Other special events at this park include an Easter egg hunt, Victorian Day, and a Halloween event. For Living History Day, visitors can tour the house, play old-fashioned games like tug-of-war, try their hand at washing clothes, and put them through a clothes wringer, and also see a real blacksmith making and fixing tools in the blacksmith building. The volunteers we met with were extremely friendly and kind to the adults and children. My kids really enjoyed trying the small stilts in the game where the object is to get a hoop to land through a stick. When we played tug-of-war, the other kids joined in and they tried out different combinations of players and had a blast. In the blacksmith building, there was one man who actually teaches blacksmithing courses at a training center downtown. He had a great time telling us about what the coursework is like and how long it takes to train to be a blacksmith. The other volunteer talked directly to my kids and gave them all sorts of info about coal, tools, and fossil fuels. The house with the exhibits showing the history of the land where the park now resides was my favorite part of the day. Originally, it was settled by the Tongva people and visited by Gaspar de Portola in 1769. He named it Encino after the Spanish word encino, which means oak. After being under mission control and used as a cattle farm, it was bought by the De La Osa family in 1849. There were then four other families who owned the 4,460 acres of land and raised sheep there, and each family owned the land for several years. It was also a stagecoach stop on the El Camino Real, a road going north and south up the coast of California. The two-story building that now houses the visitor center was built by a French owner who wanted to emulate homes in France during that time period. The blacksmith building may have been used as a room for travelers passing through or was a sheepherder's house. Inside the house, some of the noted artifacts collected by the previous owners include wedding gowns, tools, and desks, and other furniture. The house is organized loosely in rooms that have no hallway but lead into one another. You can read about all of the families and what their contributions were to the land. The docent was very knowledgeable, and I learned that the gated pond with the ducks was a natural spring seen by Portola, and later lined with stone in the shape of a Spanish guitar by the French owner. There is duck food for sale for 25 cents, and of course my kids love feeding the ducks. Two of the rooms in the house were closed to the public on the day we were there for a meeting, but I would be thrilled to go back and get a closer look both at the rooms we saw and the ones that were closed. So much great local history for free. Considering that there is no San Fernando Valley History Museum, this park's house and visitor center definitely tried to fill a void. For the last few years, it was on the chopping block due to budget cutbacks, but it remains open now for the foreseeable future. That's a wrap for this 116th episode of LA with Kids, and check back soon for another podcast. Please visit LA with Kids to get the latest free activities, event calendar, camp guide, and reviews of popular LA destinations. This is Sabrina Weisler, and from all of us here at LA with Kids, bye for now!